Welcome to Exhale and Rising. You are seen, you are heard, and here you belong. If you have been exiled from your own land, your country, welcome. If you are stateless, a refugee, undocumented, or waiting to be deported, welcome. If you're indigenous to a land that was stolen from you, welcome. If you're a survivor of war, genocide, and forced displacement, welcome. If you have faced the genocide of your dignity and identity because of your ethnicity, race, religion, the language you speak, the accent you carry, or your inherent value and beliefs, welcome. If you have been exiled from your own home, from your own community, your family, and if you never had a place at the dinner table, welcome. If you're an immigrant who arrived in a foreign country with just one bag and a few dollars, or if you made millions and still feel unworthy to take up a space, welcome. If you have been exiled from a communist country or still live in one, welcome. If you know what it means to live under surveillance, censorship, in a culture of obedience, welcome. If you have worked and labored in silence, exploited, underpaid, and stripped of your rights while fearing retaliation or deportation, welcome. If you were born into exile, if you carry the trauma of a homeland you never knew, and if you witness your father and your mother being silenced, being submitted, and being invisible, only to survive, welcome. I am Anna Mile, host of Exile and Rising. I survived 3 wars, statelessness, multiple displacements. Today, I work as a somatic therapist specializing in PTSD and trauma recovery. I am founder of the Somatic Trauma Recovery Center. For years, I have worked with survivors of war, systemic oppression, and complex trauma. And I know this. Trauma is not just something that happens. It shapes how we breathe, how we move, how we take up space, how we work, how we socialize, how we make money, and how we allow ourselves to exist. This podcast is not about surface-level healing. We are not fluffing the feathers or shaking the crystals here. In Exhale and Rising, we are going to the depth and the core of the trauma and what it really means to heal when you live in exiled body. We will talk about what it means to rise, to transform, to heal, to move from wound to resistance, from trauma to resilience, and what it means to finally take a space. If this speaks to you, please pause now, subscribe, and share and review after. Let's begin. Welcome. Many times, we are so desperate to heal that we try everything. And many times, everything means everything outside of our own body. And trauma happens to our body. Trauma is in our body. It's not outside. It's not outside. And many times we dismiss our body. We dismiss because we believe we don't have any capacities to heal. Because your body keeps the memory of our own betrayal, of our own abandonment. And yet, healing happens in your sacred body. Healing from heartbreak, from attachment wounds, from the memories, from the painful memories of our childhood, of the things we witnessed. It starts back and coming back into our body, which has monumental capacities to heal. So in somatic therapy, the way I guide my clients is by building their capacities to release. And this is what we will explore today. Building capacities to release, which is different than collapse. Collapse, for someone who has trauma and PTSD, feels as a place of resigning. It feels, I don't have any trust in myself, and there is no one I can trust. I cannot lean into my own capacities, and I cannot lean on anyone around me. Collapse is very isolated and lonely. So this is how body receives the quality of collapse. Release has very similar qualities. And by similar qualities, I mean qualities in your muscles, in your fascia, in your bones. The tone of your body can be perceived by your nervous system as this is collapse. And it can fire your nervous system as something which is not safe, something you need to run away from. And this is very, very different. The tone is very similar. And yet, there is tremendous difference. In collapse, we resign. In release, we heal. In release, is a relational field of trust. It is a relationship between you and something or someone you can trust. So let me repeat this. Release is a relational field between you and something or someone you can trust. So release means there is a relational field I can lean onto and I can feel safe. Nothing bad will happen to me. That's the quality of release we want your body to experience again. Because that's the place where magic happens. And in that space, in this moment right now, you can feel your feet. You can feel your feet. In relationship with the floor, can you feel that space? There is a quality of leaning into the floor. There is a relational space between your back and your chair. In this moment, between your back and the chair, there is a relational field filled with trust. So let's play with this. Leaving your mind on the side. Allow your back to lean into the chair. And let that trust happen in that space between your back and the chair. And lean 5% more. Trust. And let your muscles at the back release the tension, release the holding of stress into the relational space between back and chair. Let that happen. Let your muscles just release. And trust. In that space, we start to heal. In that space. So that was the moment. What we just did is a micro-educational moment for you to know and to practice. And in the second track, we will move into the more of the holding space. And that's exactly the place where you want to be to start to heal. That's the place, exactly that, your sacred site. The space between self and the chair. Space between your feet and the ground. The self and the sky above. Feel that. There is a relational field you can lean into between self and the breeze on your face. There is a buoyancy in that space that space is very alive. There's a tone to it. It's an energy field. It's a field of holding. Seasoned therapist will build that space between you and them. That's the space where you can trust to share. Okay? So the same thing, if people are not safe for you and you don't need to trust them, and it's very hard after heartbreak, after betrayal, to lean into the relational field with people, you don't have to do that. We start healing. Can my body lean into the space between the self and the sun? In that space, as I feel the warmth on my face, can I drop into that space of release and let go? Can I let go? Can I let go of my attachment wounds? Of my heartbreak? Of my pain? Only in that space, in that moment. This is what letting go means. Letting go is nothing but release. And that's not collapse. Collapse means I cannot trust anyone and I am by myself. Release is a trust, and it's very similar to surrender. The qualities are very similar. Collapse is hopeless. It's unsafe. It's helpless. It's very isolated. But the release has a quality of trust. Can you release into the relational field and trusting that field of holding? So we will pause here. For trauma healing, we need micro learning with micro content. Even though I know trauma brain wants to consume with urgency. And yet, healing happens in your body with micro learning and micro experiences. So let's pause. Allow your body to absorb what it needs to absorb in this moment. In this moment. Take a time to reflect. Write the notes down. Take a walk. Explore. See how that feels. And then you can move to the second track, which will be short somatic guided meditation, where you can explore possibility to release into the safe field. I will meet you in the second track of Sacred Site, where healing begins. I am Anna Mile, somatic experiencing therapist for PTSD and trauma recovery. Until next time, much love and care. Much love and care. If this episode spoke to you, to your mind, to your existence, And if you feel these stories need to continue being told, and tools for trauma healing shared in this community, please support and donate. There is no studio, production team, or polished edit. It is just me and the mission to support you on the path from exiled to rising. You can donate at the link in the show notes. If you're ready to take healing journey deeper, join me in the private Exile and Rising premium membership. There, we will go into deeper dives, unfiltered discussion, and extended conversation you won't hear anywhere else. You will get exclusive insight and advanced tools in somatic trauma healing shared in each episode, with practical takeaways and summaries. There you can take actionable steps for your healing, or you can take them to your own trauma therapist. Subscribe to Exiled and Rising Premium, where survival turns into self-mastery. Link is in the show notes. And if you want to ask a question, share your story or your insight, I would love to hear from you. Leave a voice message at videoask.com. Link is just below. I am Anna Mile, and I will meet you again in this space where we will together move from trauma to resilience, from wound to resistance, from exile to rising. Until next time, stay well.